Accounting for every drop of water. We're visiting today with John Panuska, Department of Biological Systems Engineering, University of Wisconsin Extension in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Irrigators are keeping track of every drop now. Can you give us an idea why this is so important?
With the climate conditions that we've had recently, it seems that we've had floods or we've had droughts. And so water management is obviously a very critical issue for farmers trying to get a good crop and remain profitable. Obviously, any type of tools or assistance that are available to aid in that process is of value. Having adequate water in the crop root zone is critical to good yields and high-quality crops.
Can you give us an idea of what they're doing?
One of the tools that we currently have available to assist producers in tracking every drop of water is an irrigation water management tool called WISP 2012, which stands for the Wisconsin Irrigation Scheduling Program 2012.
John, you want to tell us what the pieces are of the WISP 2012?
Well, WISP 2012 uses soils information, crop information, and climate information to track the amount of water that's available in the root zone of a crop on a daily basis.
And John, what kinds of technologies are being used to track these things?
The WISP program includes a number of different technologies. It's a web-based tool, and it's using what we call the evapotranspiration, which is the amount of water that a plant loses through its leaves and from surface soil evaporation. And that number is estimated on a statewide basis using satellite imagery and ground temperatures.
What does the producer do to access this information?
You can find it on the web simply by doing a search under WISP, W-I-S-P, 2012, and it will come up as the Wisconsin Irrigation Scheduling Program.
What do you have to say to someone who doesn't have to irrigate every day?
Oftentimes, when you're driving down the road and you see irrigation systems running a lot, you think they're wasting water. But pumping water costs money, and they're not going to want to waste that water. We're working with producers to get the most crop for every drop of water they put on.
John, can you perhaps describe the research behind this program?
Research that's recently been completed down at the University of Nebraska suggests that you can defer irrigation water application on soybeans. We're currently looking at that here for vegetable crops, perhaps snap beans or peas, and then we could do that here in Wisconsin and save water overall.
We've been visiting with John Panuska, Department of Biological Systems Engineering, University of Wisconsin Extension in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.